It is not 7:20 a.m. where Alex Stone is from ABC News. He's in South Korea. Welcome back, Alex.
Hey there, Pat. Yeah, no, it is. What day is it now? Wednesday. It is 12:20 on Wednesday morning.
12:20 Wednesday morning. Wow. You must be entirely confused.
you figure out how to do the math. I do it to East Coast time because that's where my bosses are, but you throw in West Coast time and then everything gets all messed up. They're 17 hours different than West Coast time.
And I'm wondering, it sounds like for most American athletes, their suitcases are probably not going to exceed the weight limits on the way home, at least not from medals necessarily.
Yeah, you know, it's been going in that direction. At least we have two bronze that we can celebrate today, that the power of ice skating, of the ice dancing for the U.S. siblings, Alex and Maya Shibutani, taking bronze. And they were very close. I mean, they did an excellent performance, but so close score-wise. But the power of the Canadian pair, Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer, really shining through. And so they were at the bronze level, but still will take that. And then in the half pipe, Britta Sigourney earning a spot on the podium, barely edging out her teammate who got bumped to fourth place, but taking that bronze as well. And then in U.S. men's hockey, really crushing Slovakia overnight in the elimination round. That allows the U.S. now, Pat, to stay alive. This is a team that, you know, was kind of patched together when the NHL decided it was not going to be sending its players any longer. They had to figure out how to put together a team like the old days when it used to be that way. They've got some NCAA players. They've got some other players. Nobody really knew how they would mesh and how it would work out. They're actually doing relatively well. Next tonight, U.S. time, they're going to be playing in the quarterfinals, in the quarterfinal game against the Czech Republic. Czech Republic is an undefeated team. It's going to be a tough battle for them. If somehow they can get through that game, then they would go to the semifinals. And then miraculously, if they got through that, they would go to the gold medal game. Highly unlikely they'll get to that point. But, you know, they are chugging along. They're continuing along and actually doing pretty well.
I am awarding a personal gold medal to Madison Chalk and Evan Bates. They were in the Olympic ice dance competition, Alex. I don't know if you saw them. They're the couple that fell last night.
Very
and
sad.
I'm awarding them an Olympic gold medal because I don't know if you see what they said at the press conference after. They said it was like everybody was looking at injured puppy dogs out there on the ice. And it also said, my buns are where the skates should have been. I mean, they just, in this press conference, they were awesome.
Well, and they're right? You know, the ice dancing competition was interesting in several ways. That they won, you had them fall, and then their interesting comments. But two, this was the same competition where on Monday, the top came down of now the silver place winner, Gabriella Papadakis.
Mm-hmm.
As she was ice skating, she had a wardrobe malfunction and it came down. But amazingly, she kept battling through, and she got the silver medal. You know, a lot of people would have. It would have impacted their skate, or they would have stopped at that point. But no, she continued on, and then they ended up getting the silver.
You know, I think it's hard for us to imagine really what a professional athlete goes through at the Olympics and what it takes to get to that point, and then realizing that for most of them, it's a one-off. I mean, they've got one shot, whether it's on the ice or elsewhere. And if something like those terrible falls happen, man, that's it.
Yeah, and especially in ice skating, so often they can do it 1 year, but 4 years later they can't. Sometimes they come back, but very often it is a completely new crop the next go around, and so that is their one chance. And, you know, we're hearing now from Nathan Chen. He had a rough Olympics. He did get a bronze because of the team competition, but in his single skate, he had a rough first skate, a better second skate, but still things didn't go the way he wanted them to go. He says he's already looking forward to 2022. He's only 18 years old. He says he now knows what it feels like to be on Olympic ice, that he believes he'll be in a better position, and he says he will be back in 4 years, that he thinks he will be quite a competitor, ready to go in 2022 because of what he experienced and what he went through here this year.
A little bit of doping news. Didn't the Russian or two get sent home today or yesterday?
Yeah, so on the Russian side, they have now confirmed. Yesterday it was only the A test that we knew. They have to do a second, the B test, and the B test has come back as well for meldonium, which is a drug to enhance blood flow. So he is going to be in hot water now. The IOC, the International Olympic Committee, hasn't decided or announced yet what his full sanctions will be, but he will likely have to give up his bronze medal that he won in curling. He likely will get kicked out of the Olympic Village and will no longer be part of the Olympics, this on the same day that there is a third doping case. A member of the men's hockey team from Slovenia tested positive for an asthma medication that opens up the lungs. The Court of Arbitration saying that he has accepted the anti-doping rule violation. He has been suspended from competing in the rest of the Olympics, and he has to leave the Olympic Village within 24 hours now. So wow. We've had two cases in 2 days, and they're taking it very seriously.
Yes, indeed. And all eyes will be on hockey for the next night or two with the Americans in play. Alex, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks, guys.
We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. That is ABC News correspondent Alex Stone.